Hey everyone, Arielle here, recording a quick bit out of the studio while on vacation. Just wanted to give you a little heads up that this week's episode is going to be guest hosted by Karen Lee and Cam Potter from the Sex Talk with My Mom podcast. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, podcast listeners.
Hello, audiophiles.
And welcome to Feedback with Earbuds.
We are guest hosts for the week while Arielle is away on vacation. We are not Arielle, believe it or not.
I'm a little jealous too, by the way.
Oh, she's in Hawaii. She's on the beach. How many people do you think she's gotten to review and rate this podcast at this point?
It must be insane.
All of the Kona Island has reviewed this podcast.
Even though she's on Maui, probably. Anyway, I'm Karen Lee, in case you guys are wondering who the hell this is.
And I'm Cam Potter, her son.
And we're the hosts of Sex Talk with My Mom, the podcast.
You can check our show twice a week, wherever you get your podcast.
Let's just jump into it, Cam, shall we?
Let's do it.
Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. This episode covers the week of March 2nd through the 6th of 2020.
This week's show is brought to you by Osiris Media. More info on Osiris later on in the show.
Might I mention, I'm glad you said Osiris because I wasn't sure how to pronounce it.
Osiris.
Sounds good. Sounds mysterious. Well, anyway, Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme. And each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person, and anyone can curate a list.
We've curated a list before. Did you know that?
I know. What was it? Do you remember?
It was like a sex podcast list. It was a freaking blast.
Shocker that we picked sex podcasts.
We cannot recommend this enough. Isn't this an incredible gift to the world that she's doing?
Because really, there's so many podcasts out there. How do you even know what podcast to listen to, let alone what episode?
She's a community builder.
We're big fans.
Okay, on this show, we'll share the 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week. Some information about our curator and some more information about the episodes.
First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations are... This week's theme is, there is no planet B. I love that.
There certainly is not.
The election is coming up right now. I only think about the environment and climate change. That's my only top priority.
Do you like also that there's a little pun in here that's a little sexual?
I saw that.
You
plan
like that, mother.
B.
I
there
knew you'd like that.
There is no planet B. She's so creative.
The curator is Andy Klubas. We might have butchered your name just now, because we're not the hosts of... we're guest hosts, okay? So give us a break.
Well, here's why Andy chose this theme. She says, there are a bunch of really good podcasts about our climate crisis that I think more people should know about. Whether you want to learn something new or just be entertained, there's something for you.
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Andy. Monday's episode comes to us from Drilled, and it is called Weaponizing False Equivalents. It's 17 minutes long. 70 minutes. Anyone can listen to that.
It's go by in a flash.
Commute.
It's really important. I'm definitely checking this one out.
Drilled investigates the propaganda campaign of the century, the creation of climate denial. It plays just like your favorite true crime podcast.
Oh my God, I'm going to be having nightmares, but I need to listen to this. Tuesday's episode comes from the TIL Climate Podcast and is called Till About Fossil Fuels. It's 10 minutes long.
In this episode, you'll learn about climate change from real experts from MIT. In this recent episode, host Laura Hiss Fisher demystifies fossil fuels. What are the different kinds, and how do they compare to each other? You know what? I need to learn about the fossil fuels.
I seriously don't know of anything. Is coal and oil, those are fossil fuels?
Those are fossil fuels, and we're running low on those quickly.
And what about fracking? Do you know anything about fracking?
Yeah, I know about fracking. Let's get into Wednesday's episode,
though. Okay, Wednesday's episode comes from the European Skeptics podcast, and it's called Cranky Uncle versus Climate Change. It's 60 minutes long.
Sometimes I think of myself as a cranky uncle.
You're a great uncle.
The only thing I lack is a nephew or a niece, but other than that, I'm cranky.
This episode explains how to use humor as a tool for science communication, even in your own family.
I like that.
Yeah, especially with Sex Talk with My Mom.
Look at that. It's a family situation going on there with humor that's very much like us.
Cranky Uncle versus Climate Change.
Thursday's episode comes from Mothers of Invention and is called Fish Out of Hot Water. It's 44 minutes long. How do you like that? Mothers of Invention.
I love all these family references.
I wonder if this was curated for us.
It very well could have been, if you're a narcissist. Former Irish President Mary Robinson and comedian Maeve Higgins joins forces in this uplifting, yes, really, podcast. Each episode celebrates amazing women doing remarkable things in pursuit of climate justice. This one features an indigenous, I got that word right, rights leader seeking justice for women and girls left behind by climate migration.
Ooh.
That's really, really important.
Titillating. Know. Let's get into that.
Did you say titillating?
Titillating.
Because of the word tits?
No, mother, you dirty mind. Friday's episode comes to us from the Trump on Earth podcast and is called Global Warming. How bad could it be? It's 21 minutes long. Now, this is a wild podcast. The Trump administration is full of climate deniers working around the clock to undo environmental protections. This podcast tries to keep up. The episode asks the question, does a reckoning with some of the horrifying possibilities of global warming move us to action or complacency? That is a scary freaking podcast.
It's a freaking nightmare is what it is. But it is a good question to ask.
And they're uncovering it, so it's wonderful.
So those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Andy for this week's theme, There Is No Planet B.
Thank you, Andy.
Andy, you rock.
Listen in and let us know what you think. Actually, don't let us know, but let, you know, Earbuds podcast people know.
But you can let Sex Talk with My Mom. We'd like to hear from you, too.
Okay. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in There Is No Planet B into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Now, that's convenience.
Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag ClimatePodcasts.
Ooh. Next. Okay, so usually in this section, we bring you podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. Not this week. Ariel's on vacation. We're switching things up. We're turning on its head. You don't know what you're listening to. Shit's about to get weird. We're skipping that section.
Buckle up.
Instead, we're bringing you Sex Talk with My Mom news.
All right.
That's our podcast.
That's our podcast. Our most recent episode is a little bit adjunct to what we talked about today.
Okay, so the truth is, we've been doing this podcast for 4.5 years where my mother and I talk twice a week about sex. Obviously, I'm not having nearly as enough sex to talk about that for 4.5 years. So instead, we talk about anything that you typically wouldn't talk about with a mother and son.
We talk about weed.
Yeah, we talk about drugs. We talk about relationships. This week, we talk about coronavirus. Make sure to check it out to learn about all the things that you can be neurotic about when it comes to coronavirus. Oh. I mean, you really have been gearing up. You got a whole, you converted your whole apartment into a bomb shelter, essentially.
I'm bunkering up because you know what? If we're stuck inside this condo for more than like a week or so,
I will kill myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, me and you in the same place for that long.
Yeah.
It might be a nightmare.
It might be a nightmare or it might be a blessing.
I think it's a nightmare.
I think you're right.
If I were quarantined, I'm going to take the opportunity to silence all of my outside interactions and also my phone, including text messages and all of my communication lines.
Okay, before everybody thinks, what the fuck is this weirdo doing? Cam is a Buddhist.
Yeah, I like silent retreats.
He's a Buddhist clown, actually. I, on the other hand, do not like silence. I like to be in communications with people at all times. I like to be on social media constantly, and I also have my own anxieties. So in case you didn't know our personalities, that sums it up in a nutshell.
So you could check all this out wherever you listen to podcasts at Sex Talk with My Mom, and a little plea for our audience. I'm sure that the people listening to this are very well-versed in the podcast community and the industry in Los Angeles. If there is anyone who has a studio where they record podcasts with video and make these wonderful little video podcasts, let us know, because we want to make this more visual. Okay. Let us know by going to Yes Text Mom. That's a voicemail and a text line that you can call or text.
And might I say, if you have a question about sex, drugs, rock and roll, or cougars, go to that same Yes Text Mom and text us your questions, because we would love to answer them on our next episode.
And if you are interested in keeping up with this week's podcast news, make sure to head to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for the newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury.
You guys didn't know what you were getting into it when you realized that Ariel was out of town.
No.
We're just like her.
Now on to our sponsor.
Oh, yes.
Thank you to Osiris.
Osiris
Media. For sponsoring this week's show. From Osiris, here we go. You know that music isn't just background noise. It shapes your world and your life, and it could shape your sex life if you're listening to Sex Talk with My Mom.
And of course.
Osiris Media, a network run by music fans for music fans, gets this too. Osiris creates podcasts and experiences that connect you deeply to the music you love. For shows hosted by your favorite artists to the inside stories behind festivals, historic concerts, and the companies and communities that bring music to life. Now, this sounds fun.
I love music.
I love music, and especially if it's made by musicians and for musicians, it's
phenomenal. I wonder if they have like a little sex list. What do you think?
This is a sponsorship
thing. All right. Visit. I'm just wondering, because that is really important to me. When you're setting the mood, you need good music.
I agree.
And not just like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Okay, so visit OsirisPod.com to tune in and share in the groove. That's OsirisPod.com.
Did you know that you can advertise with earbuds?
Oh, wow.
And we'll make it work with your budget.
So that's money well spent.
Yes, exactly. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com.
I don't know why these aren't getting swept up like hotcakes. You got to give her that email. Head on to our social media to find links to the episodes we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcal. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective.
You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night.
That means every Monday morning you're waking up and it's like a bright, fresh air in your ears.
Exactly. This show is written and produced by Ariel
Nissenblatt.
That's a mouthful too.
Today it was hosted by us, Sex Talk with My Mom.
Sex Talk with My Mom is by Karen and Karen Lee.
Karen and Karen Lee. Yeah, it's just you from now on.
It's by Karen Lee and Cam Potter.
Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski.
Our theme music is by Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's Sweedo.
Now it's patron time.
Patreon to save the day.
The point in the show where we shout out our lovely supporters. Thank you to Alyssa, Cole, Corey,
Dan, Jared, Lee,
Michael, and the Retro Network. Now you guys are some generous people. You make this show possible.
If you ever want to go to another patron page, Sex Talk with My Mom has a patron page as well.
If you want to become a patron of our patron, or you can, you absolutely can, head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective.
Or you can add Sex Talk with My Mom after that slash.
You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month works for you, even as low as $2.
Anything helps. Plus, you get this sick shout-out at the end of every Earbuds episode. When we reach 10 supporters, we're going to do something special. Not sure what yet? Any and all ideas are welcome.
Thank you for tuning into
the show. I have some ideas for her. What do you think?
Oh, I got some freaking ideas for
her. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about climate change.
Thank you for tuning into the show. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. Don't wait. You know, support the show. She's doing this for free, for you, for your ears, for your edification, for the planet. I mean, this is a tremendous situation. It's a community.
Just help out, for crying out loud. How hard is it to sit down and write a 5-minute review on iTunes?
Apple.
By the way,
CastBox, easy.
If you want to write a review, you could do it on Sex Talk with My Mom.
This is not our podcast.
I know, but maybe they were thinking, I'd like to leave these crazy lunatic mother-son duos iTunes
They're
review.
Not thinking that.
So they go to Sex Talk with My Mom and leave a review.
All right. They'll catch you next time. Hopefully she'll be back coronavirus-free.
Yeah, really. I hope that she does come back.
She's going to be fine.
Yeah. You never know.
Happy listening.
Bye-bye.
This guest-hosted episode has been approved by Ariel Nissenblatt.